And now we thought we'd try something a little different to flesh this out with an esteemed panel who've been watching this law and its rollout even more closely than I have. Emergency medicine doctor Lee Vinaker, Next Generation TV correspondent Michelle Fields, Reason Foundation Director of Economic Research Anthony Randazzo, and a restaurant owner, a small business guy who has to pay the bills, Jimmy Haslacher. Doctor, let's start with you. I kind of laid out what I thought were the pros and cons, and that there are more cons at this stage and certainly more costs. The president hopes that that curve will bend his way. Do you see it?
Well, you did elucidate pretty much most of the issues that there are with it. Of course, you know, we want everybody to have coverage, but what we've been saying, and as an ER physician, just because you have health insurance coverage doesn't mean you have health care. And the biggest issue that the Affordable Care Act doesn't address is that there's a physician shortage. So where does everybody end up? They end up in the ER. We saw it in Massachusetts when they enacted universal coverage. You've increased the demand, but you haven't increased the supply. And the other problem is it's still episodic care. People are coming to ERs, urgent care, so they're not getting the preventive care that the commercial was saying is free, because you can't get preventive care in an ER. So that's another big issue. Expanding Medicaid. Even before the Affordable Care Act, there weren't, a third of doctors weren't even taking new Medicaid patients. Now you're expanding it because they can't afford to take it. So who's going to cover these patients? And you're right. I mean, the young, invincible people, if there are no pre-existing conditions for this whole thing to sustain itself, you have to have healthy people and sick people all together. And if the healthy people are saying, forget it, I'm not going to buy insurance until I have a problem because there are no pre-existing conditions, it kind of falls in on itself.
Now, Jimmy, as our small biz guy, restaurant owner here, the president says it will eventually be very obvious to you and to small business guys like you that it is your in your interest to cover these workers, to reward these workers, because they'll be happier workers, and the government is there to back you up. What do you say?
Well, first of all, we've provided coverage in our company for many, many years, and so I disagree with that assertion by the president. I think the Congress needs to immediately look at the 30-hour issue that has been mandated and change that to 40 hours. You have a scheduling problem. You know, it's one thing to get on the plane. It's another thing to be the pilot. And when you're trying to run a restaurant operation at peak hours, and you're trying to look at who's going to cover, take care of those customers walking in and out of the doors, you've got to have qualified staff to be able to execute within your restaurant, particularly during those peak heavy hours of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And so what the health care law has done for us, it is really complicated, not only our scheduling, but also how many hours are we going to allow people to work if the 30 hours stays in place, plus the fact that if that does, are we going to have to raise prices? Restaurants are America's second front door, if you will, home. People have, for years and years, gone in and out of restaurants in this country, and they are the second home for many Americans. And I can't understand why it is that the Congress and the president won't look at this and take immediate action to help relieve some of the problems that the restaurant industry is facing today.
And not only industry, I mean, Anthony, one of the things we've discovered is that if the CBO numbers are right, a lot of people could lose their jobs, to say nothing of those who are going to be reduced beyond what they already have in part-time. Well, do you think that's going to build up?
Well, I think actually the important way to look at it is that people are going to be disincentivized to work, not necessarily lose their jobs.
And explain that, because that's an important point.
I think it's important to filter. It's not that people are going to be fired because of this, but they're actually, if you're in the bottom 20% of America, the Affordable Care Act actually increases your income because you no longer have to pay out for certain health care costs. So you don't have to work as many hours. You may not need to work at all, depending on whatever your other resources are. So you'll have fewer people that want jobs. You're going to decrease the actual supply of people that want jobs. You're not going to change the demand from employers for workers. Now, what that might do is that might lower productivity if nobody else wants those jobs. Right now in this economy, though, there's more people that want jobs than there's jobs demanded. So that fewer number of people is not necessarily, it's not going to increase unemployment. It may not even hurt productivity. I think the more important critique of the Affordable Care Act right now is the costs. Affordable Care Act is making 80% of America poor. That's everybody other than the 20% is wind up paying for the all the great benefits that come from the Affordable Care Act.
Well, Michelle Fields, the argument for this was that young people like yourself are going to sign up for this in droves and improve that denominator. And in other words, pay for this, to the doctor's point. If that doesn't happen, then it's a house of cards, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it'll end up dying. I mean, that's what's going to happen because young people are not interested in this. They are not signing up. And I absolutely agree.
Well, do you think, Michelle, in retrospect, the penalty should have been steeper? I don't believe I'm saying this, but the penalty should have been steeper to force selfish young people like yourself to get off their butts and get on the program here.
No, I don't think so. I think it's just a bad law in general. Why should young people like myself have to subsidize the cost of health care for everyone else? I mean, it doesn't make sense, and I think it's absolutely unfair. And so young people know that's a bad deal. Why are they going to get premiums that are extra expensive in order to subsidize older and sicker people?
Then let me just go through all of you fast here. Whether you think this gets better or worse, I tried to spell it out where I think it stands, and you guys are the experts, but My view is that as things are going now, it will get worse. Again, I could be wrong, but doctor, better or worse?
Well, it's tough to say. Unless more younger people do sign up for it. And the other problem with it is even though the people that need it the most, they still can't afford the maximum. I mean, the maximum out-of-pocket during the State of the Union address, he did talk about no more bankruptcy.
But that more
for
or less,
if you're
worse,
ill.
But, doctor, pretty much you're saying worse, right?
But, yeah, and the truth is because $12,000 is just too much disposable income for the average person that needs it. So.
All right. Jimmy, what do you think? Better or worse?
Well, I think it's going to get worse from an operational standpoint. It's basically devastating for many restaurateurs around the country.
Worse. All right. What do you think?
It's going to get worse because costs are going to go up. And there's some people that aren't going to care about the cost going up. They're just going to want the law anyway. But you're getting fewer services. People are getting denied. You get cancer patients that are getting denied treatment. And as people get denied because of the law,
the very things they said
it's getting worse.
With the law. Michelle.
It's going to get worse. I mean, young people are not signing up. Income is going down because of Obamacare, and there are going to be less jobs.
None of you sound like the president, by the way, but you're all jaded cynics. But I want to thank you all. I mean, we'll do this now and again, folks, just to update the numbers that are coming in, sort of look at the pros, look at the cons, and see what happens.